None of the things of the world are going to offer you anything in eternity. Everything you have is going to be burnt away by Jesus Christ on Judgment Day at His second coming. The world is headed to great tribulation, just as was promised. Jesus said there'll be great tribulation like there never was before. The world is headed into it. And Jesus said when men say peace and safety, that's when sudden destruction is going to come upon them. The Antichrist is going to rise up. The world system's being set up for that. The churches in America and the world are being set up for the Antichrist system. They're full of sin, worldliness, and compromise. And the Antichrist system is going to use that to enslave people. And the only way you're going to know, the only way you're going to come out, the only way you're going to survive is by surrendering your life to Jesus Christ fully and being born of Him and obeying Him. And you can't obey God if you don't read the scriptures, neighbor. My Savior said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. What does the mouth of God tell us? It says, do not conform to the world. It takes a lot more in love than a t-shirt to follow Jesus. Has your life been stripped out of the culture and all false church ways? The church systems are corrupt and sinful.
If the Son sets us free, then free we will be.
But you have to obey Him, sir, if you have the Son.
It's better to obey than it is to sacrifice.
It is, but you got to come out of the world. Have you been born again?
There ain't nothing for me in this world.
Have you been born again?
I'm born again. I believe in Jesus. Yes,
really?
I'm
what is?
Again.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Would you take a gospel card?
Please.
It's got our website on it. You can contact us.
I find no offense in Jesus' word.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. So what is, I'm going to test you. The Bible says test all things. What's your first name?
Nolan.
I'm Tupos. Nice to meet you, sir.
I'm also a holy roller.
You're a holy roller.
Yeah, I love it.
What does that mean, sir?
That means Jesus is holy.
Oh, yeah. Well, God is holy. He calls us to be holy. Do you belong to a church system?
I'll go to all of them.
Okay. So that's a problem.
I end up bumping heads with them, though.
Yeah, that's a problem. But let me ask you a question. So what is the path to eternal life? How do you know?
How are you doing, Mary?
How are you?
How do you know the path to eternal life? What is it? What is the path to eternal life?
By accepting Jesus, the Lamb of God.
What Bible verse says we accept Jesus?
By I confess with my mouth and I believe it in my heart.
Okay, so you're talking about the book of Romans. So that's it? Just confess, you have a head knowledge and you believe in Jesus?
Absolutely.
That's it?
Yep, 100%.
Nothing else?
What else is there?
What else is there?
My good deeds are like filthy rags.
Actually, that's a lie. That's a lie from the book of Isaiah that men have twisted. Isaiah, do you know what Isaiah was talking about when he said, your righteousness is as filthy rags? Have you ever studied that in context?
I believe that was Apostle Paul was saying.
Nope. That's in Isaiah. And that's where it's penned in Isaiah. I have an article on that on my teaching blog. Ready?
What's your name?
Ready? Let's finish the gospel, or let's go to the gospel. But filthy rags, Isaiah was telling the Israelites that they were doing his festivals and trying to be holy while they were living in spiritual whoredom. And Isaiah said, all your righteousness that you're trying to do is filthy rags because of all your sin. The Bible calls men over 200 times to be righteous. So you're believing an evangelical lie of filthy rags.
Let me go back
to the gospel.
How about if Abraham was my father?
Would you listen if I preach the gospel?
Please. I would come over here, though. I'll get out of the road a little bit. You enjoy that. We can get in a Honda Mammer and one Accord.
We don't have to
Jesus
get.
Is Lord.
We don't have to get out of the road. This is a street festival. Okay. So by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, if you listen, a death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Mm-hmm. You must place your faith in Him because we can't work our way to heaven. He made the way for us. But it's not a mental ascent like all the church systems believe and then you can live like the world and live your own way. It's an allegiance to follow. And when you believe on Christ, guess what happens? His first ministry words, you didn't mention this, repent. You got to repent. Repentance is changing your mind and changing your ways, sir. And when you change your mind, you change your ways. The Spirit, if you're willing to obey, will indwell you. You can be born from above. And guess what the Holy Spirit does? He teaches you right from wrong, good from error, truth from lies, righteousness versus unrighteousness. And guess what? You are commanded to come out of the world. Mm-hmm. So if you're like the world, sports, politics, entertainment.
Nothing.
What in the world is on your shirt? Making the dead and it looks
zombie
like coffins
apocalypse.
And zombie.
Yep.
That's all worldly, see?
It's
and if you're
shirt,
born
man.
Again, is this your temple?
Thieves, rust, and moths are taking everything.
Is this your temple?
I feel pretty good. Jesus
but if you dress your temple worldly,
It's just
you're of the world. James 4:4 says, you're of the world, you're an enemy of God.
Moss and rust are eating this, and then the thieves come by and take the things.
But you got to obey him while you're here. Yep. So by faith, repentance, you'll be born from above. Holiness and obedience is the fruit you are. If you don't obey God and you live in one sin that you don't repent of, willful sin, you're going to lose your soul.
Turn or burn.
Yeah, you're going to lose. That's
burn.
What my sign says.
Yep, turn
you're going to lose
burn.
Your soul.
Yeah, I know.
So, and you must endure in a saving faith to the end. You're not saved today. You have the hope of it. You have to endure every
That's
single
your
day.
Opinion. I'm not looking for man's opinion.
That's what the Bible says. Jesus said in Matthew 24, yep. You must endure. In Matthew 10, he said you must endure.
To
you believe
end,
Jesus
be
works?
Saved. Absolutely.
You got to endure
Absolutely.
To the end. Yep. You just said you don't have to.
I do. I'm enduring to the end. So I'm at this conversation. But hold on. We must
oh, I
be,
guess we're done. If you don't want to have the conversation, we're done already. So we don't preach to people that make a mockery of the truth of God. Only seekers that have a heart that are on fertile ground. But we cast out the seeds all over. We cast the seeds of truth to call men to repentance. Jesus did not die so we could live worldly lives, entertain ourselves, and live in pride and vanity like the culture. Oh, it's the weekend. It's football Sunday tomorrow. It's hunting, fishing, idolatry. It's Netflix. It's hairdo time. It's how do I look in my outfit? Men pumping weights to look good. This is all pride that God says is an abomination. 1 John 2:15, to love the things of the world. The love of the Father is not in you. Do you love the things of the world, neighbor? Why are you here today? Did you wake up to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Or did you wake up to live your own life, to feed your flesh, to follow the culture, to go tomorrow morning and practice a dead religious ritual that God hates? What did you wake up to do today, neighbor? What is the desire of your heart? Is Jesus a trinket on a shelf? Is Jesus a t-shirt or a bumper sticker? Is Jesus a one-hour service on Sunday morning? Or is Christ your life? Does Christ consume your very life? The truth of God, does it consume your very life? Test yourself, neighbors. It's loving to tell you the truth today. Man walked by and told me to shut up after I talked to the Gideons. I'm not going to shut up about the Word of God. They got amplifiers. They're playing worldly music. I don't even have an amplifier. I'm just walking and preaching Christ crucified. We know the world hates it. We're not here for you. If you hate this message, we're not here for you. If you don't love the gospel of Jesus Christ shed blood, we're not here for you. If you hate God and love your sin, we're not here for you. We're here to encourage any sheep that might hear. We're here to call you out of your dead Sunday religion. We're here to ask you to test all things to the Word of God. And when you do, if you have prothumia, that's a Greek term. Prothumia means you have ears to hear and eyes to see. That you're ready, a ready mind to hear the Word of God. If you love the things of the world, go enjoy the world. The wrath of God is coming for you. But if you love God, and if you say you live for God, you best turn and come out of this world. You best come out of your leisure and your entertainment. Your crosses on your chain are not going to save you. Your t-shirts, your bumper stickers, your easy believe mindsets are not going to save you. What's that, sir?
I got a lot of bumper stickers.
Yeah, those aren't going to save you, young man. You got to repent and follow Christ. Bumper stickers do no good. The pastors and the priests have been lying for decades, not telling you the truth of God's word. The pastors and priests believe in collecting money. They believe in teaching you a false gospel. The pastors and the priests tickle your itchy ears. The Bible talks about itchy ears. We don't want our neighbor to be tickled with its ears. We want you to know the cost. There is a great cost to follow Jesus Christ. The cost to follow Jesus Christ is to lose your life completely, entirely, and to come out of the world and the false church systems that abound in America and the world. Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain for your teaching of man-made traditions. That's your church systems today. Jesus said in Matthew 15, you worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. It's loving to tell you, neighbor, God does not want your scrap and your lip service on Sunday morning to rush off and go watch the carnal, vile NFL games, or to rush off and watch Netflix, or in the summertime to rush off and go to the beach, or do your hunting and fishing idolatry, or worry about your pride and vanity pumping iron at the gym like I used to do. I'm no better than any of you, but I'll tell you what, I've been transformed, I've been made different, I've been made new by the truth of God. And the truth of God calls you to come out of the world. The truth of God calls you to lose your life, Matthew 10. The sacrifice of Jesus does not apply if you continue to live in your worldliness, churchianity, false ways, and sin. The only sin forgiven are those that you forsake, turn from, and leave your sin. Try going before a righteous judge and plead your case as you tell him you're going to keep sinning. What do you think that judge is going to do? He's going to throw a worse sentence at you because you're making a mockery of his crime, of his court. But if you plead mercy and say, I'll stop my sin, I'll stop my law breaking, you might get mercy from a holy God. But if you live in your sin, if you keep practicing your sin, if you trample the blood of Jesus Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Test yourself to the Word of God. Do you know what the Scriptures say? Most people live by one or two Bible verses. That is not going to save your soul. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. You can't just believe John 3:16 and do your own way. You can't be like the world and say, I'm just a big sinner. Guess what? John 9 says God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. Guess what? Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked. Go read it. Psalm 11:5 says God hates those that love violence. The love of God for the world was shown in Jesus Christ. And you're only going to get the love if you repent and turn from your sin and come out of the world. But if you don't repent and turn and come out of the world, you have no hope, neighbor. You can be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You can be washed and made new. But there's a great cost. There is a free gift of salvation by the grace of God, but it does cost you your life to follow him. Free means you can't work for it, neither can I. Christ's perfect sacrifice makes the way. But because it's free from God doesn't mean there's not a cost for you. If any of you takes a job promotion, the boss offers it to you for free, but then says you got to move to the state to go get it. You see how it was free from the giver, but it cost you something to get it. Life is like that. Anything worthwhile is worth striving for. Jesus said in Luke 13, strive to enter through the straight way, because many will try and they will not be able to. You know what that word strive means? The word strive means fight. You got to fight for salvation. You got to fight to get out of this world through your flesh. You got to fight against Satan, the enemy. You got to fight against the culture. Are you willing to do that, neighbor? Are you willing to fight for Jesus Christ? Fight for the faith once delivered. He's worthy and glorious and true. Nothing better you could strive and fight for. Your 401k will be burned up. Your politics will be burned up. Your church system will be burned up. Your pride and vanity will be burned up. Your reputation will be burned up. Everything you own will be burned up. You take nothing from this life. Maybe you could take some brothers and sisters in Christ with you that are true saints. That's not the church system. The church system is full of goats, not the sheep of God. You must become a sheep of God by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, by his death, burial, and resurrection, placing your faith and allegiance to follow, saying, Lord, everything for you, nothing for myself. I'm willing to lose to all things, to worldliness, to pride and vanity, to false church systems, to my family that doesn't want your truth. I'm willing to turn away from everything for the cause of Christ. Jesus said in Luke 9:62, if you look back at the world and your old life, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Are you looking back at your old life? Are you thinking the cost is too great? Are you thinking I'll serve God sometime later? You can't serve God at your choice. You must come when he calls you. And Acts 17 says, God calls men everywhere to repent. The Bible says, today is the day of salvation. If you put it off and you die, you're going to stand in the judgment of God and you'll be set away to weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is a serious thing. Ponder that, neighbor. Jesus did not die so you could live your own life. Are you seeking the kingdom of God or the ways of the world? There's a good test. If you didn't wake up to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength today, you're an idolater living for your own life, living for your own ways. Ponder that. The Bible says, test all things. Test what I'm telling you today. 1 Thessalonians 5. Test your life. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself lest you be a reprobate. And God's going to put away reprobates away from his kingdom. We don't want that for our neighbor. We come for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see. We know that's very few. Jesus said in Matthew 7, few are going to find eternal life. That word means puny. It's a puny number of people that care about the truth of God or will find eternal life in Christ. Are you one of the puny few? Are you one of the masses that are going to be separated on Judgment Day? The sheep from the goats. What are you wasting your life on? Foolishness, frivolity, flesh, carnality, entertainment, false religion, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, easy believism. God's love is unconditional. That's a lie. God loves everybody. That's a lie. God loves those who repent to Jesus Christ. He hates those that work iniquity. Psalm 5:5. Jesus said in John 3:19 through 21, this is the truth, that light has come into the world. He's the light. But men love darkness. The men love darkness, and the light reproves them, and they hide in the darkness because of their sin. Where do you hide because of your sin? The world, that's darkness. Your false church system, that's darkness. Inside your own little world, that's darkness. Or do you come out into the light of Jesus Christ? Do you walk in the glorious, graceful, loving, merciful light? Cleanse yourself of all your sin and unrighteousness. Light can have nothing to do with darkness. You must separate from that which is dark. The Bible says, flee all appearance of evil. Not just flee evil, flee all appearance of evil. And don't conform to the world, Romans 12:2. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. If your mind is renewed, you love the things of God, neighbor. Test what the Holy Scriptures say. If the street preacher doesn't tell you the truth, who's going to tell you the truth? Pastors aren't. Churches aren't. The media is not telling you the truth. The Antichrist colleges, I just preached at one, aren't telling you the truth. The internet, 99.99% of the time, is not telling you the truth. Who's going to tell you the truth if the preacher of righteousness does not go and lift up Christ and warn you that you're in the broad road to destruction and that you must turn and flee for the glory of God and the saving of your soul?